This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Last time on Robots of the Company.
Actually, Putch, you don't want to make me mad. Because if you do, and I have to make that list of bots to be melted down by myself, well, your name might just appear at the top of it.
Attention, attention! I just want the crew to know that I think Captain Jammer is a slime-sucking, pus-filled, donkey-riding mother of a space cow.
Why that little? I'm gonna show him who's boss, once and for all!
Project Meltdown is a go. Ah, speaking of Project Meltdown... Hello, Potch. Come into my parlor.
And now the exciting conclusion.
Hello there, Duke, Commander.
Let me guess. You don't have that list for me, do you?
Actually, I do.
You do?
And I think you'll be very interested in what I've written down. So why don't you come over here and take a look?
I thought you'd never ask. Let me see that list. Go and stick your head in a bucket of piranha fish? Huh? Why I oughta?
Now, GD! GD? Where'd he go? GD?
So, your plans have failed. You have to get up pretty early in the morning to fool me, Pudgeo. Now you're the one who's gonna take a dive in my meltdown stew.
Oh boy, so much for the best laid plans of bots and cans. What did I just say?
It doesn't much matter, Pudgeo, because for you, this is the end.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 309, Project Meltdown, part 2, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh, please don't hurt me, Duke. I surrender.
You are pathetic, you know that? You're not even a worthy opponent.
He may not be worthy, but I am.
What?
And now for a little rewiring.
Now where did that little varmint go?
Psst. Psst. Hey, Captain Jammer. Over here. If you're looking for Spinks, he went into the kitchen.
Thanks, little toast-making guy.
But I don't make toast. I'm a sink. Never mind. Just forget I was even here.
But I already have. Sheesh, you're pretty thick, you know that?
Well, maybe I am, sir. Good point. Now, come this way, please.
Ye bet I will. Now, where is he?
Spinks, now!
Hello, mon capitaine. We meet on the field of battle at last.
Why, you little...
En garde.
Ye mean Haruba dairy cheese.
Huh?
Beanos nachos? Whatever. Just say your prayers to the electronic gods, ye overgrown pickaxe.
I am a top-of-the-line French-made ice pick. Arr!
Oh, like that, is it? Well then, arr!
Thank you.
That's done it. He's out cold. Now for a little rewiring.
And now, coming to you live from the Rockefeller Center in Newark, New York City, it's the Robot News Update with your dueling news anchors, Fizz Gizzard and Frank Meltdown!
Today in Robot News, this just in, the company, praise the company, has just announced a hike in galaxy-wide taxes to fund the upcoming war. Can you believe it? Well, we certainly can't hear at this news station, and in protest, here is Frag Meltdown with a very special commentary. Take it away, Frag.
Well, Fizz, as you know, I'm a poor and lazy bum. I don't ask for much in this life, because it's not much of a life, is it? But I ask for one thing, fairness in taxation. I mean, if I can't save money so I can buy a new fur coat, then what's the point of living anyway, huh? I mean, I didn't even hear what you were saying earlier, so I have no idea why the company is buying these new taxis or how they think they can wage war with a yellow cab, but let me tell you, I for one don't plan to pay for them. I mean, catch your own cab company and praise me for it. Got it? I mean, I should be raised to the level of God, you pathetic...
I'm afraid I'm going to have to stop you there, Frag, as I suspect you've got the whole thing wrong as usual. The company, praise the company, aren't talking about raising taxis. They're talking about raising taxes. There's a big difference, Frag. For one thing, you can't take a ride anywhere in a tax. It just doesn't have wheels. All you can do is spend it if you're a government official. No, it won't drop you off at the nearest pub where you can get completely sloshed as usual, Frag.
Huh?
Well, that just about sums it up, doesn't it? Frag, you're a moron. And now, in other news, it's time to check in with our roving reporter for the Rob Report. Take it away, Rob!
Thank you, Frizz and Frag, and all you great robots and robots. Well, my brother-in-law, Bert, and I have the great pleasure of being in Africa on the plains of the Sierra Getty, and we are watching here this wild grass just swaying back and forth with just a slight breeze. And the weather here, finally, a comfortable 85 degrees right now. And did you know what the amazing thing about the Sierra Getty is? An animal that they have here called a wild beast. Well, these here wild beasties are grouped together. And there are so many, they kind of move like together. And the slightest kind of noise can spook them. And they will make a stampede and a bird. Bert, what are you doing, Bert? Bert, no. Now, Bert, put the muffler back on the truck. Bert, why are you climbing to the truck? Bert, stop gunning that engine. Bert, they'll hear it. Hey, Bert, there's wild bees close by here. Bert, come back here. Bert, there's a stampede coming. Bert, come back here! Oh, for goodness sake, back to you, Frizz and Frag! Bert, get back here now! I won't sign your food voucher! Bert, get back here!
Hey, what's going on? Where's that shuttle pod going? It's the only decent one we have left.
Oh, well, it seems Captain Jammer has a new goal in life.
Oh, oui. See that string tied on the back of this shuttle pod?
Yeah, so?
Well, now he thinks he is a robotic cat, and that his mission for this company is to catch his own tail. He'll be chasing his tail around the universe forever!
or until that shuttle pod runs out of fuel.
Sphinx wins the day, mon amis. We are victorious. Now is the time to celebrate. Crack out the booze, eh?
I can't believe it's really over.
Alert. Alert. Urgent message coming in from the company, if anyone's interested at all. I know I'm not.
We're interested, computer. Please patch it through. I'll take it right here.
Whatever you say, Captain.
Huh?
Oh, just listen to the message for yourself.
Oh, I'm going back to bed. Wake me after the ship crashes.
Is that you, Lieutenant Bunch?
Yes, Admiral, sir, it is. We weren't expecting you.
Hey, but you weren't. Look, where is Captain Jammer? This is a priority one message. We have a code red situation.
Code red? This sounds serious.
It is serious. Now where is your captain?
I'm sorry to say, well actually I'm not, but he's gone now, Admiral.
Gone? Gone where?
Gone missing, sir. Captain Jammer is missing in action. We lost him in the heat of battle.
But there haven't been any battles yet.
I know, and that's what makes it so strange, sir.
Well, what about Commander McGaddo? Where is she?
She's not exactly herself right now, to be honest, Admiral. She'll have to get back to you maybe in a few weeks, huh?
Oh, this is most unfortunate. Well, in that case, it seems I have little choice but to once again give you a field promotion.
Field promotion?
Yes, it is my duty to promote you to Captain of the Titan One.
Oh, no. Not again.
Now look sharp, Captain McNuttage. You'll receive your new orders on this grave matter within minutes, and probably when no one is looking. Not to worry. Everyone else will find out what this is all about next week. So, you'll come back now, you hear? This is Admiral Jackhammer. Out!
Oh, boy. There is just too much going on. What else can happen today?
What the hell is that?
We're getting some kind of transmission. It seems to be coming from somewhere in space.
Can any of you guys hear me? Can any of you guys hear me? This is Shinwei. Titan-1, please come in. Titan-1, please come in.
Shinwipe? What the?
There's no time to explain, Butch. Just please, tractor me into the ship.
But where are you, Shinny?
I'm floating in space, just off the port bow. Please, guys, use the tractor beam and pull me in. I'm back and ready for duty.
Oh, boy. Can things get more bizarre than they already are?
Hello, Pacho. My big, manly tiger.
Huh?
Well, I guess we've just seen what else can happen, eh?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. It seems there's a storm brewing for the crew of the Titan One. And all I can say to all of you listeners out there is, be afraid. Be very afraid. Until next time.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 309, Project Meltdown, part 2, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, the OTR announcer, Ellie Hirschman, Duke, Michelle Walters, Kutch, Joe Thomas, GD, Ellie Hirschman, Sphinx, Jim Barber, Captain Brick Jammer, Shane Harris, Zimtron, Jeff Niles, the Titan One computer, Steve Anderson, the news announcer, Jack Ward, Fizz Gizzard and Frag Meltdown, Jonathan Patrick Russell, Rob, Captain John Tatterzak, Admiral Jackhammer, Joe Thomas, and Shinwipe, Kay Wu. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The associate producer was Kay Wu. The sound designer, post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was none other than Jonathan Patrick Russell. But you didn't see that coming. The Rob Report was written and produced by Captain John Tatterzak, who retains all rights to the character and concept. The series Robots of the Company was created by, can you guess, Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Purple Unicorn Productions and its parent company, Dream Realm Enterprises, all rights reserved. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited and punishable by death. We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com, so join us there on the web from now on. Also, if you'd like to email us, please do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is all. Now back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me. We were heroic during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time to learn just what the heck we were referring to in this week's Robots of the Company as we present a completely mad adventure entitled Apocalypse Whenever. This is the creditor, as always, asking, begging, pleading you to stay tuned.
Copyright 2007, all rights reserved.